Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1277 in the writing. It's shiur number 429. Getting back to our Hilchas Brachas. Okay, so we're talking about the halachas of when one has to make an extra bracha in the middle of the meal, whereby they wash for bread and ate the right amount in the right amount of time. So we previously spoke about the fact that if one eats fruit throughout the meal, like as one of the courses of the meal, or possibly throughout the meal, little here, little there, then it is questionable as to how to work that situation. We mentioned that it's best to make, the Mishnah Berurah talks about that it's best to make a bracha on a piece of fruit before they eat the bread, and a plain piece of fruit, and then continue to eat the fruit, either with bread or without bread, whatever they like. It wouldn't make a difference at that point. They already made a bracha on the fruit, but the bracha you make on the fruit should be done before you eat the piece of bread. Now, this would hold true if the fruit is eaten as one of the courses of the meal, like we mentioned, but not as the main course. If it's the main course and that's the entire meal is the bread, so then it's much easier. You could just start eating it together with bread and then just in the beginning, and then it's good to go for the rest of the way. You do not even have to eat it with bread. Okay, but that's only if it's the main. That's, in other words, all you're eating is fruit and you wash, so that's how to work. We've spoken about in the past. Now, most poskim rule that since the food is being eaten, getting back to where if one eats little bits here and there throughout the meal, or they eat it as one of their courses, right? We'll talk about an appetizer in a minute. That's what we're talking about today, the distinction between a different course or eating it a little bit here, a little bit there, and as opposed to an appetizer. But be it as it may, most places can rule that since the food is being eaten as one of the courses of the meal, that it's sufficient to start eating the fruit with bread and finish the fruit with bread. Start with bread and finish with bread, even though one does not intend to eat all the fruit with bread. Now, I do want to mention, throw in real quickly, if somebody decides to eat bread with dessert, right? They're eating dessert, fruit for dessert. Now, then they have to eat every bite. Every bite of bread has to be, every bite of the fruit would have to be with bread if it's dessert. We're talking about right now a case whereby it's in the middle of the meal. Throughout the meal they ate, or possibly one of the courses. And it's not the entire meal. That's what we're talking about. It's not the entire meal. It's throughout the meal, a little bit here, a little bit there. Now, but the problem is like this. Now, getting in this situation, which we're talking about, whereby it's throughout the meal or one of the courses, there is a view, however, that holds that each bite of the fruit must be eaten together with the bread in order to be considered exempt by the bread. Right, so that's why we mentioned, that's why we said, Mishnah Berurah says, first take a bite of the fruit, make a bracha on it, even during the meal, and you have to make a bracha on the fruit anyways during the meal, before you start eating it with bread, and then you can eat it together with the bread. Okay, because you want to get out of the machlekes. Now, the difference between that and an appetizer, so everybody could ask, well, so appetizer is one of the courses, so what's the difference, appetizer or one of the courses? Well, right, so no, appetizer is different. So it's important to keep in mind the type of scenario is different when it comes to an appetizer, whereby we saw it's a separate type of machlokes, whereby which we spoke about. The reason being that an appetizer, Rabbanan brings down, and if you look it up, it's what the definition of appetizer actually is. But Rabbanan explains this also in his Sefer, and he brings down it's being when an appetizer is usually served before a meal in order to stimulate the appetite. That's what an appetizer is. The word quote unquote appetizer, right? A middle course is a middle course appetizer is what we said. An appetizer sort of prepares the taste buds for the upcoming meal without spoiling the appetite for the rest of the meal. Again, that is quote unquote what an appetite, a farshbais. They call it in Yiddish a farshbais, right? The same type of thing, like farshbais, like beforehand, right? Type of a thing. Therefore, if fruit is eaten as an appetizer, it becomes, if an appetizer is eaten, a regular appetizer like a potato knish or sometimes they have a mushroom, the blintz or something like that. So, of course, there's no bracha is made. We're talking about a case in time where the appetizer is fruit. Now, then there's a machlay, but it's a different type of machlekes. Therefore, if the fruit is eaten as an appetizer, it becomes questionable how to work it because it's not really a course per se. Some want to say it is a course. Some want to say, no, what do you mean? It's an appetizer is made to stimulate the appetite and it's really, it's sort of like, like we said, besides stimulating the appetite, it prepares the taste buds for the upcoming meal. And that's what it was called, appetizer farshbai. So therefore, it's a questionable situation when it comes to an appetizer, in which case we discussed in the past that one should try and get out of it in the various different ways, which we're not going to get into that right now. But one thing is for sure, if one actually eats an appetizer, which is known to wet, which is a known thing, it's like tart a little bit, or it's known to wet the appetite, for example, a grapefruit, right? Rav Adna brings down a grapefruit, then definitely no extra bracha would be made according to everybody. No bracha is needed in that case, as it's a preparation for the meal, for an upcoming meal. There are certain type of fruits that are known to whet the appetite. But then there are other ones which are not known to whet the appetite, but since it's a quote-unquote appetizer, right, that course, so that's when it becomes a machleik, is because of what an appetizer is all about, as opposed to when it's a main course, right? Rav Adna brings this down, by the way. Rav Adna brings this down on page 90 to 93. He explains the ins and outs of it between pages 90 to 93 in his halachas of brachas. If it's one of the regular courses and it's mashma like that from the Mishnah Berurah, where it's eaten throughout the meal, little here, little there, that's when it becomes already a different question, whereby many say, to eat a little bit before and eat a little bit at the end, and the Rashitas want to say, no, you have to eat it with every bite with bread, as far as eating it together with bread. So therefore the Mishnah Berurah says, just make a bracha on a piece of fruit before you start eating with the bread, and then you're good to go the rest of the way. By appetizer itself, not a grapefruit, a regular type of appetizer, whereby it's regular fruit, so then that's already, it's a questionable bechlal, even to make a bracha before you even start. So that's why we spoke about in the past, to try and get out of it, just real quickly, to either eat a little piece of fruit less than a kezias before you go to wash, or to make a bracha on a different fruit, not part of the appetizer, or so on. We spoke about that in the past. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha Baruch Hu. Cool to